Tori was so angry. She felt like she wanted to kick something, preferably a soccer ball. But right there on the school bus, all she had were the metal bars under the seat in front of her. And kicking those got her a nasty look from Liam, who was sitting in front of her. Tori, you mind? Tori flipped her brown braided hair back and glared at Liam with her pale blue eyes. She knew she should have apologized, but she just couldn't get herself to do it. So Tori shrugged. She was tall and muscular, built to play soccer. She knew Liam would rather let it go than pick a fight. Everyone! Mr. Thompson raised his voice, like all the seventh graders on the bus couldn't hear him. Find your buddies! Tori thought the whole buddy system on a school field trip was kind of ridiculous. All it did was make everyone feel like they had to prove that they had a friend. And if you got left behind, it looked like no one wanted to be your friend. Like Noah, the new kid. He sat up front next to Mr. Thompson. He was the odd one out without a buddy, so he got to hang out with the teacher. Tori called his name. Hey, Noah. But the bus was so rowdy he couldn't hear. Tori's friends, or was it former friends, were at a soccer tournament right now. Last month, she planned to be out there with them. But with her failing grades and unruly behavior, Mr. Thompson's words, she was benched and off the soccer team for the foreseeable future. Tori felt like an outsider. So much for their team motto, no one gets left behind. Tori could practically hear the calls on the soccer field and feel the ball smack against her palms as she defended the goal. No more of that. Noah, she called again. He was one of the few black kids in class, and he was always by himself. Tori wanted to turn her anger into something better and have him join her and her assigned buddy Marvin. But Noah had his earbuds in. Tori imagined her friends huddling before the game. In all fairness, her best friend and soccer teammate, Tanika, offered to tutor her to get her grades back up, but Tori refused. They barely hung out anymore, and Tori used to practically live at Tanika's house. It was Tori's choice. She just didn't know how to act without telling Tanika the truth about what was going on. And Tori wasn't ready to do that. Not yet. So now, here she was on this field trip rather than playing soccer. And she got paired with Marvin, who just kept his nose in a comic book the whole time. Somebody. She itched to get off the bus. Tori was the type who liked to keep moving. But with Mr. Thompson keeping an extra eye on her, it was better to get off last. Stick with your buddy, Mr. Thompson hollered from outside the bus. They were at the ferry dock, waiting to get on. Tori hoped she could find a spot outside. This bus was making her feel dizzy. There was no air and nowhere to go. Finally, the last of the seventh graders and the parent chaperones made it off the bus. Tori pulled herself up, ready to go. Marvin was still hunched over, reading. Tori couldn't tell what the title was, only that Marvin was completely into the comic book. Yo, buddy, Tori yelled. She was in a foul mood indeed. She was looking at a day of shuffling around, first onto the ferry, and then on this prison island. Any other day, she'd be all over a field trip. It was better than sitting in class, hands down. But right now, all she could think about was the soccer tournament she was going to miss. The chance to stand in front of the net and catch the ball. Hey, Marvin! Tori tried again. She knew she could be nicer. Marvin was a lone wolf, the only Korean kid in class. And since his best friend moved away, he mostly kept to himself. He was usually deep into a comic book or sketchbook. He wore a black beanie pulled over his ears, off in his own world. We gotta get off this bus if we want to catch the ferry. Marvin looked up, like he needed a minute to remember where he was. Huh? Yeah, all right, the ferry. He smiled when he remembered where they were. The prison. Yeah. Tori resisted the urge to roll her eyes at his absent-mindedness. Come on.